It's time for LevaCare Connects on KDOM. Real conversations, real support, simple, meaningful insights that help you care for your mind one moment at a time.
It's 3 p.m. and the afternoon slump has officially hit. You're reaching for that third cup of coffee and the kids are rummaging through the pantry for anything wrapped in plastic and covered in sugar. We think we're getting an energy boost, but really, we're just setting ourselves up for a crash and a cranky evening. You're listening to LevaCare Connects, real conversations, real support, simple, meaningful insights to help you care for your mind one moment at a time. I'm Chantel Posley, Director of Development at LevaCare. And today we're talking about how to satisfy that sweet tooth while actually fueling your brain. We usually talk about healthy eating for our waistlines, but at LevaCare, we talk about eating for our minds. We often forget that the brain is an organ and it's the most energy-hungry organ in our body. What we eat provides the chemical building blocks for neurotransmitters like serotonin, which regulates our mood. So why is it that we crave sugar when we're tired and emotional? And why is it that fruit is better for us than a granola bar? Our brain runs on glucose. When we're stressed or tired, the brain screams for quick fuel. The problem with processed snacks is that the sugar hits your bloodstream all at one time, leading to a crash. Fruit, however, comes with fiber, and fiber acts as a slow release valve, giving your brain that steady energy without mood swings. Some fruits are specially considered brain foods. Berries, especially blueberries, are packed with antioxidants. Studies suggest that they actually improve communication between the brain cells and increase our mental agility. We like to call them brain berries. So how do we train ourselves to reach for fruit instead of sweets? One strategy is called the fruit first rule. Before the heavy snacks come out, put a colorful fruit plate in the center of the table while the kids are doing homework. And if it's washed, cut, and easy to grab, they'll eat it without even thinking. Just like last week, make it to the path of least resistance again. If it's there and it looks good, the conversation starts happening around the fruit bowl instead of the pantry door. Then you're nourishing your body and creating a space for real support to happen naturally. Okay, so let's get to the good stuff. Here's our favorite brain-boosting fruit recipe. It's refreshing, smart, and a party in a bowl. Our Summer Glow Fruit Salad is hydrating and delicious. The base. A mix of berries, strawberries, and cubed watermelon. Watermelon? You may wonder why we threw that in. Watermelon is 92% water, and it's a hydrated brain is a focused brain. The Mindful Crunch. Next, toss in a handful of chopped walnuts or sunflower seeds. These provide omega-3 fatty acids, which are essential for mood regulation. Next, the zest. Instead of heavy syrup, squeeze fresh lime juice over the top and add a few leaves of torn mint. The zest. Instead of a heavy syrup, squeeze fresh lime juice over the top and add a few leaves of torn fresh mint. Now, the secret ingredient. A tiny drizzle of honey and a pinch of sea salt. The salt actually makes the fruit taste sweeter and helps with the electrolyte balance. Taking care of your mind can be as simple and as sweet as a bowl of fresh fruit. At LevaCare Connects, we believe that small, healthy choices lead to big changes in how we show up for ourselves and our families. This has been LevaCare Connects, real conversations, real support, caring for your mind one moment at a time. You can find the Summer Glow recipe and more tips for caring for your mind at LevaCare.com or on LevaCare's Facebook page.
Join us each week at this same time for LevaCare Connects, proudly serving Southwest Minnesota, Nobles, Jackson, and Cottonwood counties. To learn more about today's topic, phone 507-376-4141. The 24/7 Crisis Hotline is 1-800-642-1525. This has been LevaCare Connects on KDOM.